Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
May I have your attention, please? Now, taking the airwaves on 97.3 The Fan, San Diego's own, Gwynn and Chris.
Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
And Chris Ello.
None of them are like the Ice Princess or whatever.
Gwynn and Chris starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Gwynn and Chris show brought to you by... Sonic Drive-Ins.
Oh.
Here in San Diego.
I'm starving.
That was all right, but that was not a... Amazing burgers. Dogs, chili dogs.
Pickles.
And tater tots together. If you want them. Sonic could do that for you. Don't forget to get that vanilla peach slushy. It's not on the menu. You'll be happy you ordered it. 8 locations around town. So Google Sonic San Diego. Find the location nearest you. Thanks, Sonic. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. I'm Chris Ello. Tony Gwynn Jr. is off eating pickles. No, he's getting ready for the pre- and post-game show on television tonight. We'll have the Padre pregame show on radio coming up at about 5:45. Before that, Scott Hansen, the man who hosts the greatest show on television. The NFL Red Zone. He'll be on with us in about 10 minutes. We haven't talked about this yet today, Scraby.
What's that?
Well, there's an arrest warrant out.
For me?
Yeah.
Gotta get out of here.
Sorry to tell you.
My gosh.
Yeah, you better hurry. The arrest warrant is not for you.
Good.
Phew. At least that we know of. Los Angeles Lakers center DeMarcus Cousins. Isn't he out for the season already?
Yeah.
Is this a torn Achilles or something?
He tore his ACL.
Tore his ACL, sorry. DeMarcus Cousins, misdemeanor domestic violence charge, has been issued in Mobile, Alabama. The Mobile Municipal Court website lists a third-degree harassing communications charge against Cousins. No other details have been disclosed. But a police spokesperson said that an arrest warrant has been issued.
This is strange. So, he just got married like 3 days ago or something.
Well, Christy West, I'm just reading the story, a former girlfriend of Cousins is seeking a restraining order against him. After she said in court documents obtained by dun dun dun, TMZ,
yes,
that he threatened her and previously choked her. Cousins has declined to comment. That's probably a smart move. Another smart move would be to turn yourself in. 29-year-old, the former All-Star, suffered a torn ACL, as Scraby mentioned earlier this month. Should miss the entire season with the Lakers. And you're right. He did get married in Atlanta on Saturday.
So I thought.
So, just taking a look at the story from my point of view, he has bigger problems than just a misdemeanor domestic violence arrest warrant. He has to deal with his brand new bride as well.
That's true.
That is... Good luck with that one, DeMarcus.
Hopefully they're not on their honeymoon while he's getting an arrest warrant put out for him.
That would really be bad news, wouldn't it?
That would be bad news.
Yeah.
The whole story is bad.
Yeah, it's not a good look here at all.
And then you got to think
and
if
you
he
never
was...
know. I mean, you got to bring up both sides here. Christy West, who knows?
Very true.
She could just be trying to get some money out of it or trying to get some fame out of it. You don't know. I'm not saying anything happened or didn't happen.
But
we don't have any details yet, so it's not correct for us to assume anything. But what I can assume is that his new bride got married Saturday. What's today? Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
He's been married for 5 days. And to find out that you're being charged with domestic violence by another woman, like I said,
not good.
The arrest warrant is perhaps the least of DeMarcus Cousins' problems.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Good luck to DeMarcus on that one. We'll just see how that one plays out. What else is going on in sports? Oh, the NFL is playing its fourth week of preseason games. Is this the biggest sham in all of sports?
I don't think so.
You don't?
No, because
the fourth weekend of fourth night of preseason games? I mean, seriously?
No, Ross
Nobody's
Tucker.
Nobody's playing in any of these games.
Radio.com insider Ross Tucker, we talked to him earlier this week. He actually had a tweet I saw this morning that was pretty interesting. He said, pay attention to these games because a lot of these guys, this is probably the last time they're ever going to strap on pads and play professional or play football, period. So
I know, but why
there's some
should
cool
I
stories like that.
There are, but we don't know any of them. We don't know any of these 52nd and 53rd players on any of these rosters, and their family. Hey, look, to their families and friends, these are big games, but to us in general, they don't mean anything. There's nobody in the stands to watch any of these games. Yet, whoever buys season tickets has to pay full price for these games. That is why I say it's the biggest sham in all of sports.
That is crazy. I mean, you should not have to pay full price for a preseason game.
Full price. And you have to. If you want season tickets to, say, the Steelers, then, or let's say the Steelers are not at home tonight. If you want season tickets to see the New York Jets this year, you are paying full price for tickets to tonight's game against the Jets and the Eagles. It's the only way you can get season tickets.
That's crazy.
The NFL can get away with that, so more power to them. But that's ugly.
You know, my grandparents had season tickets to the 49ers for like 30 years before they moved to the new stadium.
Right.
And
did they go to the preseason
games? I was
games?
Just about to say, I can't even remember. I went to a few preseason games, but I guarantee you my grandpa never went to those games. He doesn't care.
No.
Why would he care about what happens in the preseason? He's going to go to eight regular season games.
You just told me that Ross Tucker was on earlier this week and told us how crucially important these games are.
But that was for me. But for someone like my grandpa who's seen 30 years of 49ers football, he doesn't need to go to the preseason games.
Nobody needs to go to these preseason games. Nobody. Nobody except the family and friends of the players that are fighting for a position on the team. That's it.
But yet they want to lengthen the season and shorten the preseason.
Yes, that would be great.
And are they going to up the price on tickets after that? Because that's what they're probably going to do. I mean, if they can get a full price ticket for a preseason game, why wouldn't they charge more for an extra regular season game?
As long as they don't raise the price too much on the Red Zone channel, they can do whatever they want.
Or they need to get Red Zone on a lot of these channels. Because DirecTV, Thomas was just saying in the break, they're not even on DirecTV right now.
There are a lot of people can't get the Red Zone channel anymore?
Yeah, AT&T has a contract with DirecTV, and I guess negotiations didn't go well with the NFL Network. So AT&T has dropped NFL Network and Red Zone.
Do you know how fast I would drop AT&T then if I had them?
Like faster than
2
fast.
Seconds, yeah. Because I have to have my Red Zone. It's imperative. John David Wicker, the athletic director of San Diego State, was on this morning.
He was, yes.
With Ben and Woods.
He was.
And gave a little update on
the Mission Valley Stadium. What's going on with that? Because, you know, remember, they won that vote. But here he is with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, we've said all along we're going to do this. And we haven't listened to the skeptics. If we listened to the skeptics, we never would have put together a plan for an initiative last year. We have pushed along. We've got architects. We've got contractors. We're going to pick an operator for the stadium. Our plan is that we're going to purchase the property from the city of San Diego at fair market value in a timely fashion, and we're going to put a shovel in the ground. We don't have a choice. If we want to continue playing football at a high level, we need to get an appropriate size stadium that generates the revenue that we need to be successful. And part of that is, you know, getting going soon. And then you can't debate the benefit of San Diego State University growing in the Mission Valley. You just look at what UCSD has become. This is the opportunity for the community of San Diego to see growth like that from San Diego State. And we're already a $5.67 billion economic engine. That's just going to get bigger. So there's no reason for this not to happen. And so we're going to make it happen. Doubters or not, we're pushing forward. We're going to make it happen.
Glad to hear J.D. Wicker say that, and continue to wish the Aztecs best of luck. I can't wait till the day the shovel does go in the ground in Mission Valley and they get that whole project started. It's going to be a great step forward for San Diego State and I think for our city. All right, if you want to hear that whole interview, by the way, you can check it out, the Ben and Woods page on our website, and that's 97.3thefanst.com. I got on Scraby earlier
because
he didn't
say.
Know the website, and I almost boxed it up. When we come back, Scott Hansen, the host of the NFL Red Zone, and Chris Ello telling the Red Zone how they can be better. Yep, you'll hear it all next with Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, nothing beats the Red Zone channel. You know that. I know that. We all know that. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 5:21 the time. We got Padre pregame coming up. But before we get to that, Scott Hansen, who was the host of the NFL's Red Zone channel on NFL, also works at NFL Network, spent a little time with Tony and I earlier today. And like I said, I got a couple of ideas. I had a couple of ideas. And he agreed with my ideas. He also told us that some very important type person watches the Red Zone channel that he heard. Now you can hear it. It's one of my all-time favorite guests joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline, Gwen and Chris, joined by Scott Hansen from the NFL Network, not only an NFL Network host, but the host of my favorite television program.
We can't go without it.
In the world. You can take your Hard Knocks, you can take your Cheers, your Seinfelds. I will still take NFL Red Zone on Sunday afternoons, hosted by Scott Hansen over everything. Scott, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, and now after that introduction, I'm going to ask for Seinfeld money in the next contract negotiation.
Good, you we hope should. We give you some leverage at this point.
You've got to have you've got to have at least as many viewers as Seinfeld ever had. Come on. I mean, everybody who watches football is watching the NFL Network Red Zone.
And, I know people that don't even get the package. They just get NFL Red Zone, and that's it.
Oh, that's all I have?
Yeah.
That's all I have. Hey, let me tell you something, Scott. I've told you this before. You're better than a game. You are well, you are better than a game. So I just want to make that clear once
that.
Again.
You know, I'll tell you what. If I wasn't hosting it, I'd be watching it, fellas, because, you know, our job is, and I've been on with you before, and we talk about it every time, and it hasn't changed. We are here to show you everything you're going to be talking about tomorrow. Your friends, your family, your coworkers are going to be talking about on Monday. You're going to see it live or 15 seconds after it happened on NFL Red Zone. So when you think about the best, clearest 10,000-foot view of the most popular sport and arguably the most popular form of entertainment in our country, what's not to love about NFL Red Zone? So I appreciate the kudos, though, because, yeah, I get it. If you have a favorite NFL team, watch every snap of that game. And if they're not playing or if you don't have a favorite team, you should be watching NFL Red Zone.
We are. We are. Don't worry. Real quick, before we get into the teeth of this, is there anything different, anything new? Not that anything needs to be new, but just anything we can look forward to this year that you guys have kind of kicked around and may present a little differently this year, or just going to stick with something that's not broken?
Well, there's two things I would answer to that. One, and I loathe to tell you this, you guys are the first show across the country to hear this news, actually.
Oh, lovely.
I'm not so sure I like it. They have installed a camera in the corner of the studio, because, you know, you watch the show, you see me on camera at the beginning, maybe in the middle, transitioning from the early window to the late window, and then wrapping up the day at the end. They've installed a camera in the corner of the studio that apparently, I don't know if they're going to put it online or if they're just using it for in-house stuff, where you'll be able to see me going crazy during the moment. You know, you hear my voice and I get all excitable and all that, and it doesn't take a whole lot to get me excited because I love the darn game so much. But like, I'm known to be wiggling around in the studio going crazy, and sometimes I will make facial reactions and responses or bodily reactions, but I can't say out loud what I'm actually thinking, and I'm curious to see how my producers incorporate that into the overall Red Zone viewing experience. That's one thing. And then the second thing is, we have a bit of a challenge, I think, this year, because the broadcast networks, Fox and CBS, are tremendous broadcast partners. They're trying to make their individual games even more exciting and fast-paced. They're going to be going to quick commercial breaks. I think people started seeing this last year, only in football but other sports, where they take a 15-second commercial break. So it's not your traditional 2-minute, 3-minute commercial block. It's 15 seconds of something. And, of course, our motto is 7 hours of commercial-free football. So we have to decide how we're going to treat that, because they might just do a commercial, a 15-second whatever, car commercial, in the middle of when the team's in the huddle in between plays. We don't want to dump out of that game if it's the best game to be on. Right. So we're going to try and work that through. So I would ask you guys and all of your listeners right now to be patient with us. If 5 seconds of a little snippet of a commercial gets in there, I don't want to have my Twitter timeline filled with, "You liar, you said you were going to have no commercials," and everything else. So those are the two things we're going to be dealing with this year.
So you have a problem with Twitter people, too. Go figure.
Hey, you know, the only thing we get, people sometimes ask me, what's the biggest negative about NFL Red Zone? Because there aren't a whole lot, right? But I would say this. One of the negatives is we have spawned a generation of wannabe television executives.
And
they have their thumbs going on Twitter or Instagram or wherever their favorite social media is, telling us what game we should be on at any given time.
That is,
and I'm like, no, last I checked, you did not get a check, a paycheck from NFL Network, nor do you have the button to push into my IFB, that's my earpiece, into the studio to tell me where we're going next. But everybody thinks they know what game we should be on at any given moment, and everyone thinks they know what team or what game we're shying away from or blowing off or whatever. And so I would just hope that, look, we've got the remote control, gang. Trust us. And trust me if no one else. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm the most trustworthy guy in the world, but I can promise you this. No one in the United States wants to show you as much great football as I do and as our team does. So just trust us with the remote control, I would ask.
Scott Hazen, NFL Network, joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Scott, one of my favorite things to do as we get ready to embark on this next season is to call people out, because what happens is everybody's watching Red Zone.
Yeah.
And I run across so many people that will try to use something you said the night before and try to use it, present it as their own, as if they are the football fact person. So I like catching them in those lies. But I got to ask you, you guys are getting set for another season. Does the preparation get easier now, or is it as hard or the same as it always has been?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's in some respects, it's not easier, but the same. Because the way I've always described it is this. When we go into week one, we're going to have, you know, 8 or 9 games in the early window, and and 4 or 5 games in the late window. And that's, you know, the beefy part of the schedule, because obviously there are no teams on the bye for the first few weeks of the season. So I've got, let's just say it's 13 games. Okay. I'll have 13 games with which to deal. It's actually not that many, because you've got double Monday night game and the Sunday night game and the Thursday night kickoff game. But I'll have, you know, X number of games. It's like in college when you had a final exam and it was an essay exam, and the professor says, the essay exam's on Friday. Here's a list of 10 essay questions. 3 of them are going to be on the exam. Which 3 do you study? If you're a diligent student, you study all 10.
Right, right.
Because you don't know. So when I go into a Red Zone show...
Is that what I did wrong? I used to study just 3.
It could be. Well, that and several things. I don't know if we have enough time before the next commercial break here into that. But I don't know which game is going to have the fantastic finish, the jaw-dropping catch, the crazy controversial coaching decision or officials call, whatever the crazy moment is. But I can guarantee you 2, 3, 4, 5 of them are going to happen. So I try and saturate my mind with as many facts and figures and background stories and sidebar issues in all of the games that are going to be on the show, and then whichever ones I got to pull out of the holster live as it's unfolding before our eyes, I try and do it that way. So,
all right, Scott Hansen is with us, NFL Network host and NFL Red Zone host, the greatest. I'm going to go ahead and be a play producer for 1/2 second here.
All right,
and it's there. Believe me, nobody loves the Red Zone more than I do. But you guys are so fast at updating scores on the bottom line that every now and again a touchdown shows up on the bottom line. 2 seconds before you're able to show me the highlight, and then you jump to that game, and I know this is going to be a touchdown because it said it on the bottom line.
Yep.
And that's just my awareness and my being me. Is that something that you guys have ever talked about, saying you want to get the score there as soon as I can? I understand that, but it takes a little of the enthusiasm away because I know this play is going to be a touchdown. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's a great point and even a fair criticism. Here is the issue, and you guys are in broadcasting, you know this. Those are two separate departments, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And the quote-unquote department that runs the bottom line is actually computerized, that is patched in to the 31 stadiums in the NFL.
Wow.
And so that is immediate update. If the scoreboard changes in the stadium, it's going to affect the bottom line.
Yeah.
Whereas we might have, whatever, the Cowboys and the Falcons in the red zone in the double box, and we're trying to get the Falcons or the Cowboys to score their touchdowns, but you're going to see the Seahawks score just went up 6 points on the bottom line, but we've got that video, but we've got to wait until we clear the Falcons and Cowboys from their respective red zone drives to get you to that Seahawks touchdown. And those are the moments, you know. That's a great point, though. I'll bring it up to my guys, but here's what would be the solution to that is the question.
Yeah.
You want the information as quick as possible, but we can't give it to you any quicker than what we do right now video-wise. And if you want the best and most updated information and the quickest, we are patched in on the bottom line to the scoreboards themselves. So I'm not really sure of a good workaround for that, other than maybe having you take some masking tape and putting it across your big screen on the bottom line, just from left to right, just cover it up.
Don't then, joke about that. I've done that in my life before.
That would be some next level thing. In fact, if there's anyone listening who would actually go to that extreme, I will retweet that if you send me a photo of it, because you want to have the organic, natural, as it happens red zone experience, not spoiled by the bottom line.
That's right.
But good point. Thank you for bringing that up.
Well, Scott, you were honored by Sports Illustrated. The NFL is celebrating their 100th season this year.
Yeah.
And you were honored by Sports Illustrated as one of the 100 figures who shaped the NFL century.
That's
first
awesome.
Century. And your name was mentioned directly below Tom Brady. What's that feeling like?
No, that
means you're the 200th pick, Scott.
I can run a 40 faster than Tom, I can tell you that much.
Right.
I believe it.
Now, guys, I don't have – I mean, it's going to sound – you hear people say, like, oh, I'm honored and I'm humbled. It is – It's incredible to me. I was shocked. I was like, wait, come on. Is this someone spoofing me? Is this a, you know, a burner account or something like that? Or a, you know, a ghosting account, whatever they call them. You know, to be recognized as such is a great responsibility, because to sit in the chair that I do every single Sunday is a huge responsibility. Look, you guys are in the industry. All of my friends over at ESPN who are not working on Sundays, they're watching NFL Red Zone. So all of my colleagues at NFL Network, they're watching. If they're not working on Sunday, they're watching NFL Red Zone. So myself and our team on NFL Red Zone, we are the prism through which pretty much the entire sporting public will experience the sport, whether it's directly watching NFL Red Zone or on all the highlight and talk shows that are done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday after the games. They have experienced it. Those producers, those talent, the people who are putting those shows together have watched it through that. So I understand the influence, and I guess I can understand how Sports Illustrated came with it, up with it. I just can't believe a sloppy little walk-on from Syracuse University and Rochester, Michigan, originally, would end up on a list with the luminaries that are there. But I am humbled and I am honored. And I'll say one last thing about it, because you mentioned Tom Brady. Tom's come up to me the last, what, three Super Bowls. I introduced the team captains at the Super Bowl, like on Monday when they have what used to be media day. Now it's called Super Bowl opening night. Right. They have the captains come out on stage. And so I'm the guy who's responsible to introduce them to the national TV audience and the fans that are allowed into the arena when we do opening night. And Brady has come up to me each of the last 3 years and has said, Scott, I love you on Red Zone, man. He watches when they're on the bye or when they're playing on Thursday night or Monday night.
Yeah.
He's watching NFL Red Zone. And that's pretty incredible, because, you know, that's the GOAT talking. So
that's a cool feeling.
Yeah, it's a huge responsibility, and I hope to do it well. And I'm not letting up off the gas pedal here going into season number 11.
Can't wait for it, Scott. And real quick, you guys are doing some stuff tonight, right, for the preseason?
Yeah.
For those that don't know, just you can tune in and watch some preseason highlights this evening, right?
Exactly. So if you get NFL Red Zone during the regular season, check your local TV provider to see if they're carrying it. We're giving it out to everyone across the United States tonight.
Okay.
To take a little sample of Red Zone, all 32 teams, and I know it's backup quarterbacks and fourth string running backs and stuff tonight, but all 32 teams are playing tonight, so 16 games, and we're just going to kick the rust off of us and have our practice session, and you guys can watch it starting at, Pacific time, 4 o'clock Pacific.
All right. Thanks, Scott, so much. We appreciate the time. You got to get to work, obviously, but
yes,
it's great having you on. I hope we can do it on a yearly basis, and I hope we're doing it for another 10, 15 years. Thanks, Scott.
I love it. Chris, Tony, great being with you guys, as always, and we'll see you September 8th for every touchdown from every game.
Indeed.
No question about that. There he is, Scott Hansen on the SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has auto loan rates as low as 3.15% APR. And low rates means low payments. Apply today, sdccu.com. So what'd you think of my idea, though, about the bottom line?
I liked it. He liked it.
He liked it, but there's nothing he doesn't appear that there's anything he can do about it.
No.
Because the bottom line, I didn't know that. Did you? The bottom line is hooked into the actual scoreboard.
That is crazy.
In the stadium. So as soon as there's a field goal or a touchdown scored, that bottom line changes immediately. And sometimes the red zone doesn't have quite time to get to that highlight. I don't know. I remember last year I was not watching the red zone because I was traveling. But the Miami Miracle play, they...
Did it pop up first?
No. The Miami Miracle play, they messed it up. It was I was watching some game, I think, on Fox or CBS, and the bottom line came across... And it said, Patriots 33, Dolphins 28, end fourth.
Mm.
So I thought, oh, game's over. Patriots won, which I expected,
yeah, exactly,
of course.
Exactly.
And then a couple seconds later, they cut in and showed the highlight. I'm like, why are they showing this highlight? Game's over.
They're showing a random failed kick return.
Right. And obviously, they pulled off the miracle. You'll get your chance, Thomas, to get us back in week two, and I'm sure that you will. All right. Love having Scott Hansen on there.
He's
loved
great.
His work on the... well, he enjoys coming on.
I like that.
That's what I like. I mean, he probably enjoys talking to all you fans out there.
Exactly.
He really appreciates the position that he's in, and you can tell by the way he does his job.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't take it for granted.
Yeah.
He is ecstatic to be doing what he does, and he is really good at it. And I don't think any of us realize how good he is at it. We didn't ask him about it this time, but
yeah,
he has like 15 producers running around off camera telling him what to do and where to go and how, and he's got to keep it all organized.
Can you imagine 15 of me running around you with different instructions?
That's a scary thought.
It's a nightmare.
Scraby, go home.
Yes.
Odd Thomas, thanks, buddy. Odd Thomas gets tomorrow off. Enjoy your long weekend, Odd Thomas. For Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ella, we're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Stay tuned, Padre pregame show. Coming up next on your home for Padre Baseball, 97.3, The Fan.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.